The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Either that's the worst case of pink eye ever, or Bob Costas has been revealed as Satan. One of the two. Jason just called up the picture. Good Lord, that is. Have you ever had pink eye as an adult? I have once. It's really nasty. It is, to me, I think it's worse. I had it really bad once when I was a kid. Our daughter or daughters, I don't remember now. I know at least one of them did. It's, you know, the schools go into hyper mode because it's so contagious. You have to try avoid touching your eye. It's just really bad. Boy, he just, they have no backup quarterback there, huh? Yeah. Oh, there's the headline. I was looking at the picture. I didn't see the headline. That's why you called it up. Well, I'm doing a radio show here. I'm more inclined to look at the picture. I didn't know why you called it up. Sorry, you're doing your job over there? Well, yeah, you could have said, hey, there's an update. I just thought you were bringing the picture up again. All right, fine. It's my fault. Matt Lauer to take over for Costas on primetime. Well, I didn't see the headline. I'm doing a radio show. The visual here is more important to me. Will you stop? You're comparing this to the guy in L.A. who didn't know the difference between Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel L. Samuel L. just lit him up. The guy was a good... Sam Rubin, is that his name? Rubin, I think, is the guy's last name, the anchor in the Los Angeles. I knew that was Bob Costas. I just didn't see that Matt Lauer. How come Matt Lauer... Why wouldn't they do Dan Patrick? I'm just kind of interesting. Yes, they're going to the bullpen. He's finally going to rest tonight. About time. Oh, they have pictures. Okay, February 6th. Okay, that one is the one that I saw. And my wife's like, she thought it was something with his glasses. I'm like, no, I think the left side of his face is swollen. And then you could see, he. I'm telling you, he looks like Satan yesterday. He's got the eyes. So, yeah, Matt Lauer is. Thank you for pointing out that headline that was biting me in the butt, Jason, because I didn't notice it. Now, I'll admit I should have seen that. Matt Lauer to take over for ailing Bob Costas on primetime. Finally. Oh, shut up over there. That's enough now. You know you can be replaced. Automation's an amazing thing. I could do everything from over here. Of course, like a machine can't deal with the annoying liberals off the air the way you do. See, people, I got to get to our first topic here. But that's, people just don't understand. Well, see, you don't have any liberals listening, or they're never on the air. Ask Jason. That person yesterday that was asking you something personal about me, you think that guy was a lib? Oh, he was, huh? Yeah. Well, you're being defensive about this, Jason. It's none of your damn business. Besides, here's how much it's not any of the guy's business. Jason doesn't know what the guy asked. And if it's something about me that you don't know, you're sure as hell not going to tell him, even if I did tell you. I think about it. Jason didn't even know. Jason did not know the answer to the question. Well, I think you should answer that. You're being defensive. I couldn't believe how calm you were with that guy. I was impressed. I would have expected flames at that point. All right. I actually received this. It was pretty new when I got it. This appeared last week in the Wausau Daily Herald Media. As you know, they're not newspapers anymore. Michelle Tafoya being airlifted into the Olympic Village now. Yeah, Chris, that's good. That is good. Friend instant messaged that. This appeared in the Wausau Daily Herald Media. That's a good line. Daily Herald Media. It's another one of these open carry flaps. I want to read this to you. And before I do, let me say this. This is absolutely lit up their message, you know how you can post a message at the end of their stories. This has just gone crazy with the way people are responding to this. I want to read what happened, and I want to get your response. I will tell you up front how I feel. I was kicked out of Pick and Save for legally carrying a firearm. Don't demonize me because I carry a gun. His name is Derek Simonsmeyer. He's an Iraq war veteran who lives in Schofield. Derek Simonsmeyer. Here it is. I'm an American citizen, a college graduate, an Iraq war vet, a brother, a friend, a role model, and very soon I will be an uncle. For each of these people that I am, there's always one constant. I carry a firearm, concealed or open, legally, for the protection of myself, my family, and my friends. I do not carry it to be tough or to start a fight. I carry it because it is my right and to protect the ones I love. Yet even within the welfare of others and mine, I am scrutinized and mocked for exercising my Second Amendment right. I've become the target of unnecessary heckling and badgering. I know of others who have had similar experiences. My experience in late January at the Pick and Save grocery store in Weston is only the most recent example. A friend and I had driven to Pick and Save for grocery shopping. I did not anticipate being inside the grocery store for very long, so I left my jacket at home. I was wearing black pants, a short-sleeved shirt, a winter cap, and my Remington 1911 chambered in 45 ACP in plain view on my belt. I have no idea how long my friend and I were in the store before we were approached by a person whom identified himself as a manager. He asked me if I had a permit for the firearm on my hip. I told him Wisconsin has open carry. It doesn't require a permit for a person to carry a loaded firearm on his or her body in plain view. I did my best to cite the statutes for open carry and pointed out that Pick and Save had not posted a sign banning firearms on their premises. The manager asked me again if I had a permit for my weapon. I told him I had a permit to carry a concealed weapon. The manager demanded that I cover the weapon because people in the store were becoming uneasy at the sight of me carrying it. I respectfully told him I was not breaking any laws and that I could not cover my weapon. He then asked me to leave the store. I asked him if he wanted to have an issue if law enforcement showed up. Would he have an issue? I talked with my friend a little, asking her if she needed anything else from the store. She told me no, and I told her I'd wait outside. I started to walk out through the exit nearest the liquor department, and I noticed the manager following closely behind me. Put on my winter cap, waited outside in the below-zero weather while he sat outside with me. Upon exiting the building, I began to text and call people I knew, telling them I felt my rights had been violated and asking them about my options. My friend exited the store somewhat later, and the manager walked back inside. She and I went to the car and went home. The cold had numbed my arms and severely restricted the movement of my hands and fingers. If I had needed to draw my weapon in the Pick and Save parking lot, I would have been unsuccessful. In hindsight, there are many things I believe I could have done differently, but I believe more strongly in the fact that the manager should have handled this event more delicately. The management of Pick and Save should be knowledgeable about their company's policies around firearms before they confront people who are legally carrying them. I believe management in every company should be knowledgeable about weapons policies for the company and weapons laws for the state. And on a personal note, I believe I should not be demonized for carrying my personal firearm for personal protection. I have spent time overseas carrying firearms every day, but when I come home, it's as if I'm suddenly no longer qualified to use the very tools I've been using in a combat zone. That doesn't sit right at all. In fact, it has only made me more determined to familiarize myself with state laws and company policies so that I will be prepared to confront those who would violate my Second Amendment rights. Derek Simonsmeyer, an Iraq war vet who lives in Schofield. Here is Roundy's parent company, Pick and Save, their response. James Hyland, spokesman for Roundy's, Inc. Roundy's abides by all laws. Our longstanding practice has been that if a store director receives a complaint or encounters a situation that he or she feels uncomfortable addressing directly with a customer, the store director is to defer to the expertise of the police to address and handle the situation. If a customer chooses to enter one of our stores openly carrying a weapon, it is not without reason that certain of our customers, as well as certain of our employees, may feel uneasy. In this particular instance, a customer advised the manager on duty that he or she felt uncomfortable with the customer carrying a gun in the store. The manager felt comfortable addressing the situation with the customer. Derek Simonsmeyer and politely asked him if he would cover it up. Simonsmeyer replied that he did not have a jacket. The manager requested that he leave the store and escorted him outside and waited with him until his friend finished shopping, or loss prevention security manager, our loss prevention security manager, did speak with Simonsmeyer, and he seemed understanding of her explanation as to why he was requested to leave the store. I've argued in the past that I don't believe in doing something just to prove a point. Simonsmeyer denies that he did this. I am skeptical. Here's why. He says he was only going to be gone a minute, so he didn't think he needed a jacket. Yet then he describes the sub-zero temperatures that froze him to numbness. You're an adult. If it's that damn cold, wear a jacket. That, of course, would have covered the gun. Now, I applaud Pick and Save because it appears they allow concealed carry in their store. And I do applaud that. Now, the manager was wrong in one regard, asking him for a permit. Simonsmeyer's right. He doesn't need one for open carry. I do not believe his Second Amendment rights were violated. I believe private property owner rights are just as precious as Second Amendment rights. Pick and Save allows concealed carry. I completely applaud that. They don't seem to ban open carry. But if it makes another customer nervous, then they ask the person open carrying to leave. I do not believe Pick and Save acted unreasonably. I do not believe his Second Amendment rights were violated. As a private property owner, I think your rights are equal to someone's Second Amendment rights. That, I believe, is just the way it works. I think this guy is just completely wrong. He open carried. He was making other customers uncomfortable. The day is going to come when people in Wisconsin aren't as nervous around guns as they are, as many of them are right now. It's just still too new. However, there are those, I don't know how many comments on this story, on both sides of the issue. It was January, as he describes. The cold had numbed my arms and severely restricted the movement of my hands. You're an adult. Wear a jacket. If it was that cold, why didn't you wear a jacket? That makes me suspicious. It really does. And if he wanted to try to prove a point and Pick and Save asked him to do this, I think it's within their purview as the private property owner to do that. And I think those of you who are defending him are misguided, especially given the fact that Pick and Save allows concealed carry where a lot of grocery stores and other businesses don't. I think you're actually attacking someone who is friendlier to our gun rights cause than a lot of other stores and businesses are. That's my thought. What's yours? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 920.
The Jerry Bader Show.